I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here against Pete Alonso, fires ground ball third underneath Hayes' glove. And here comes Acuna to the plate. He is safe on a close play. Davis had a tag on him.
Yeah, that's going to... I'm real curious to see this one in replay.
Alonso's at first.
Right to the plate.
Runner is safe.
What it was.
Bednar ready, 3-1. Swing, fly ball. Is it deep enough? Reynolds is there. He makes the catch. Here comes Lindor. Here comes the throw. Lindor scores. The Mets walk off the Pirates. 4-3 New York wins game one.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I was listening on 93.7 The Fan. And also watching the game. Bob's not here. Let's get that over with right off the top so we can all be disappointed for a moment together. He'll be back. Will he be back tomorrow? I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. That'll be good. In fact, it'll be great that Bob is back tomorrow.
Wonderful.
In the meantime, it's myself and City Limits, and welcome aboard. I hope you can watch. Do you want me to adjust the camera here, Limits? I hope you can watch
that
on our
great
YouTube channel. Subscribe. It don't cost nothing. And you can, you can see me. Well, are we ever going to get to the point where we can see you?
I don't know. That's a good question. Some people have actually texted that in before.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It seems like we've spared no expense here. Why not one more camera on the producer?
We could get a camera probably in the corner here to flash on us. That'd be cool.
So we have the Pirates setting a franchise record yesterday. I'm going to tell you what that is in a moment. We have Malzy with a wrong prediction, which I'm delighting in. We have a draft clock, which is something to behold. It's taller than you, I might add.
It's probably six, 3 meters.
It's 6 feet tall. Now, the entire stand, I believe, is 18 feet.
Yeah.
It's the size of Paul Bunyan or Malzy's cranium, whichever one is bigger. I don't know.
Taco Fall might be as tall as me.
Might be.
As the clock.
But I think you're the story today, Limits.
Oh, boy.
I honestly do. I think we're seeing either the rise or fall, or the rise and fall,
and
subsequent rise of a Pittsburgh media personality who for now is a producer. Who knows where this goes, but
hopefully high, hopefully far.
In the last week, there's a lot happening. You attacked Bob. That became national news, actually.
Attack is a really strong word.
I saw a story on Odyssey about you attacking Bob.
Oh, did you? Why didn't you send it to me?
I will. Mm. You were grilled by Pony almost uncomfortably yesterday.
Yeah, I think it got uncomfortable.
Yeah, on your lack of sports knowledge. You should see his face now.
Again, more exaggerations, let's just call it that.
And I think a lot of people are moved by you battling early onset Malzy disease. And I think today you took another stride forward.
That's good.
Yeah, there was an unbelievable stat regarding Jackson Dart. And you also became highly combative when I said I wanted to bring up Jackson Dart this morning. I think you're a little bit on edge, and that's okay, because we know the battle that you're undergoing. which is please don't let anybody see that I might not know something. That's the basic description of Malzahn disease. You've shown signs of it, but man, are you battling. And
battling, I'm in a 3-2 count right now. It's the 10th pitch of the at bat. I'm really battling.
I think the signs of recovery are inspiring an entire region, and it happened again today. So there's this site called Brainy Ballers.
Never heard of Brainy Ballers before today?
.com. I think it's a fantasy football site.
You think?
But they have something called an SPC test, or maybe it's SPS. I don't know what it is. I looked it up. I read all about it. You'd need an advanced degree in nuclear physics to understand what it was. But they've done this for many years. And God knows fantasy football is a pretty big deal. And they're extremely predictive with this test. Like when I first saw the headline, I thought Jackson Dart took a test like the Wonderlic or something and had the greatest score ever. But no, they put quarterbacks through this test with their own statistics and formulas over at Brainy Ballers. And I think limits, we'll get to that in a minute. And here are the highest scores of all time. I'll go 10-1. Since they've been doing this, and it looks like they've been doing this since around 2000. So, number 10, Drew Brees with a score of 92. 9, Murray and Josh Allen. Then Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson. Patrick Mahomes with a 96 is 5th. Ben Roethlisberger, 4th at a 98. Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson at a 99. And guess who has the number one Brainy Ballers predictive quarterback score of all time at a perfect 100? Take a guess, Limit.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me, Joe?
It's Jackson Dart, which is incredible. I mean, this, for whatever we know and don't know, and mostly don't know about this site and how they predict quarterback success, that's a pretty impressive list, is it not?
Very, very, very impressive list. And I'm curious to know more as to how they accumulate this score.
Well, apparently not curious enough, because I asked you this morning if you could contact somebody from Brainy Ballers. And you and I had our usual pre-show meeting at 9:56 when I called you. And I said, oh, by the way, did you get a hold of the guy from Brainy Ballers? And I sensed you about to have a relapse, into early onset Malzahn disease.
But
you simply delivered a no. I did not.
No, I followed them. And I'm waiting for them to follow me back so that they can DM me or I can DM them.
Perfect. You're showing signs of recovery and an entire nation supports you.
Supporting me?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
I think you and Bob have mended fences.
Yes. I don't think there were any fences that needed mended. Bob and I talked about it Saturday, and we're like, oh, Bob was like, oh, Joe is just trying to really play this up against you. Why do you think he's doing that to you?
And I No. It became a story across the station.
Bob is such a huge mentor for me.
And then the pony thing yesterday, what happened? How did you get stuck as a holdover to their show? And then he started grilling you, and you didn't know anybody on the 79 Pirates?
Well, Donnie wasn't here because he was recording a video with a prominent Steeler that will be released at some point. Mm. So he asked if I could stay a couple of minutes for him. A couple of minutes turned into about a half an hour, but they just started firing off all kind of questions. And Pony, at first, he started the show by saying, do you know who JT Thomas is? And I knew he was a football player, but I couldn't recall that he played for the 70 Steelers. And do you know who John Kolb is? And I said, yes, he played offensive line for the Steelers during the 70s.
I heard that. Yes. And this may have stemmed from you having a tough time on the quiz show last week.
Yes, yeah. Which I admitted multiple times. Quizzes are not one of my strong suits. No, so then, they weren't in school, and they're not with really anything, quizzes. Yeah.
And then it went too far yesterday, though.
It did.
With Pony asking you to name 5 members of the 79 Pirates.
Right, which, for whatever reason, I had a complete brain fart Star Joel. Star Joel.
Malzahn disease. Malzahn disease.
Madlock.
Maybe you just didn't know.
Teak.
It's okay. It wasn't about having a
Bill
brain
Garner.
Fart.
There you go. There's your 5 right off the top of my head. John Candelaria, 6.
Well, today, of course. Today, of course. See, this is a real life battle we're witnessing right now. It really is. And then Penn State's only Heisman winner.
Yeah, John Cappelletti,
the movie.
Sometimes people, I think one thing, something that people don't realize is sometimes you just have a brain fart.
Yes.
Like it happens. But I had a little bit of a brain fart
sometimes
yesterday.
You just don't know.
Yeah, because I was getting my 71 and 79 Pirates confused. I was thinking, man, was Sanguine wasn't on the 79 team.
Did you ever
he?
See the movie Something for Joey?
No.
Very, very moving film about John Cappelletti's brother. And how Cappelletti basically won the Heisman for his brother. It's an incredible movie. I love John Cappelletti. And one of his greatest games in the pros against the Steelers, I might add.
Malzi also said that he thinks Penn State is like my number one, which...
Your number one what?
Like my number one like team that I like
in
love
all
to
of
support.
Sports? Yeah, who is?
I was surprised he thought that.
Yeah.
Because my love of Penn State football has really blossomed over the last 5 years.
Who is your number
since,
one?
Since like my sister's gone there and we've taken trips and have gone to the bowl games every year for the last couple of years. It's really Pirates one, which is why I was like crushing myself for thinking 79 Pirates, I was mixing them up with 71.
That's the other thing.
Pirates
you can't
and Steelers is like really neck and neck with me.
Yeah.
Like it's like right there and then Penn State football.
Well, that's the other thing you can't do is punish yourself. That's what Ron used to do.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I told you about this. He got a Dave Parker thing wrong one day, and I've never seen somebody melt down on himself like that. It's like me on the golf course. And when you're on a golf course, you're always going to have to contend with whatever degree of self-loathing you have.
Yeah.
And mine is 10 out of 10. So it comes up, and Ron's was 100 out of 10.
Oh boy, off the charts.
Well, you heard it when he would come on here.
As tall as the clock.
He said he never went to get a massage in his life because he thinks that nobody would want to see his back because it's hairy.
Poor Ron.
Poor Ron.
Why would he think that way? I mean, like, Ron.
He didn't even want to tell anybody his birthday limits.
That doesn't make sense, though. Why would it's you not tell
like
somebody
he,
your birthday?
He rude the day he was born or something. I mean, it's incredible.
It's like that he felt bad about people wishing him happy birthday.
Right.
I love when people wish me happy birthday.
Yes, you have a high degree of self-esteem, so don't punish yourself for not knowing more than a couple of 79 Pirates.
Like, if there's something that I don't know and somebody, like, puts me on the spot about it and I get it wrong,
right,
I make a point to make sure that I never forget it again, that I know and I don't forget it so I don't make that mistake again.
All right. Well, we'll be monitoring your situation, this situation, as we move along. And I want you to know that I'm here if you need me at any time. Also, any time during the night, something comes up on television where you feel like you need to know it at 3 a.m., call me.
Or if I'm watching NCIS Origins and I need to call you after an emotional episode, I think I will.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's also meetings out there, 12-step meetings. Hello, my name is Austin. I have early onset Malzi disease.
And you,
there's other people out there with it who can support you.
You the same with the Warriors. If you need any support, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here to listen.
You know what? And I wonder if some Pirate fans have done this. I just said to my buddy, Jason Bumbliss, who's also a Warriors fan. Maybe we're the only two in all of Western Pennsylvania. So we're always texting during the games. He's the Beaver basketball coach. When they went on that 17-0 run, I texted him and said, I'm out. I've never done this before, but I will not torture myself by watching this. When they know that Steph Curry would be lighting them up like a pinball machine right now.
Easily.
Anyway, we're avoiding the Pirates again. It's become one of our specialties. In fact, we're going to continue to avoid them for a moment. And speaking of Malzi, I won't say he got one wrong, but you may have heard him predict yesterday that the Steelers would announce the Aaron, and he's not wrong yet, by the way.
Not yet.
That they would announce the Aaron Rodgers signing today. When in reality, it sure looks like this big announcement was the Ireland game is going to be against the Vikings, correct?
That is the big news of the day that I heard as well was going to be today's big news of the day.
Is that big news to you? It's
no,
not to me.
That's why I didn't say anything.
They're not having like somebody talk over on the South Side, are they? They just put out an announcement.
Yeah,
right?
Not that I'm aware of. I would not be surprised if they have somebody in Ireland today that is going to be speaking of it. Like, I think they had either Freiermuth or Cam was in Ireland a couple of weeks ago promoting it around the time of the draft.
They're going to send somebody to Ireland the game is there?
They had a draft watch party in Ireland where they made a selection.
Speaking of that, that's the other thing we can't avoid at this point. It's the countdown clock on the North Shore. And I'll just read the lead from Madeline or Madeline, or Madeline, perhaps. Ruben.
Did you ever see The Age of Adeline, that movie?
No. Did you ever read the book about the little girl at the French orphanage whose name was Madeline?
No.
It's very moving.
Age of Adeline was a really good movie.
I'll have to check it out, Limits, and thank you for the recommendation.
I watched it with my grandfather.
Did you?
Yeah, he really likes it.
I wonder how this clock is going over with people. I think people are excited, and rightfully so. For the next 11 months, Madeline writes, a 6-foot-wide Steeler Gold digital clock will hover over the North Shore's Great Lawn, counting down the days until next year's NFL draft comes to Pittsburgh. City officials unveiled the clock Monday in front of a crowd of about 50. It sounds like a pirate game, but I won't say that. With exactly 346 days, 2 hours, and 45 minutes to go, Limits. How about that? Is this overkill or not? It's an 18-foot-tall structure that will serve as a symbol for an event with unquestionably high stakes for the city. 500,000 to 700,000 visitors are coming to Pittsburgh, and it's going to generate $100 million to $200 million in local economic activity. I mean, this is incredible, Limits. It's a good thing the clock isn't tracking the time until their next playoff win, or they would need an extended warranty, wouldn't they?
How many days has it been since the Philadelphia Flyers last won the Stanley Cup?
That thing would be rusted out like my 10-speed Schwinn back in Buffalo in the basement that to ride. What was your bike? Did you have a bike, Limits?
Oh, I had a bike. It was a Razor bike. It was kind of nice.
Please explain.
Well, that was just the brand of the bike. But I used to ride bikes with my grandfather. We would go to the park and we would ride bikes when I was 10 years old after I got done playing in the rock box.
Yeah.
We'd go ride bikes.
Say, so you would ride bikes with your grandfather after playing in the rock box?
And being on the swings, which you said that I was too old for. Swinging on the swings by myself, not being pushed by anybody on the swings, Joe. Just swinging by myself on the swings, contemplating my 10-year-old life.
Right. Never knowing you'd wind up in a place like this.
Nope. Always hoping, but never knowing.
What do we think of the clock? What do we think of the draft? Listen, this is awesome. It's awesome for people who work downtown in the businesses, all of them. And I don't want to be the guy who's not excited about the draft.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But limits. We're really, like, talking about this? Like, it's going to be, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. I won't be that guy. But my wife and I sat and watched the draft this year. We're like, what are these people doing? They're just standing there. And some obscure team just drafted, you know, Carl Blinkenflod from South Dakota. And everybody, like, what are we doing? It's a big party, which is the awesome part. But otherwise, it reminds me of people standing around Times Square waiting for a ball to drop on New Year's Eve, which is another thing we sit around. We sit around a lot in our house and critique other people and say, what are these? Why would you want to be there?
Yeah, I wouldn't
want to
be
there. Now, I'm glad that people would be here for the draft. I'm glad people will be coming in for the draft. I thought Doran made a wonderful point today that Pittsburgh is close to everywhere.
Yeah, man. I heard them talking about it.
You're going to have fans from Cleveland and Detroit and Buffalo and Canada and everywhere else. Yeah. West Virginia, Cincinnati. Did I say Detroit? All over the Washington, D.C. is right around the corner. Baltimore.
They'll come up.
They'll come up limits. Chicago might come up. It's a 6.5-hour drive.
I think the difference between standing outside for New Year's Eve and the draft.
Detroit might come up. Did I mention them already? I think I did.
Didn't they just have the draft a couple of years ago?
I don't know.
They might not have. Regardless. The thing about the Times Square comparison is that's like an every year thing. You know when it is, whatever. The draft, like, it's never happened. It's never been here before. It's been so successful in other cities like Green Bay and Nashville and other places that have had it. So I think that's why they're making this as, this is going to be one of the biggest tourist attractions to Pittsburgh ever.
And I love that. I do love that.
That's why they're taking it to this huge extreme, because we can never get a Super Bowl just with our climate. So this is the next best thing. And I think that's why they've given the draft to so many cities like Pittsburgh, like Cleveland, Green Bay, that aren't going to get a Super Bowl, where you haven't seen it. When is San Francisco or Miami hosting the draft because they get the Super Bowls? New Orleans.
How do you know they won't?
I'm sure eventually they will, but after a lot of the cold weather cities get it because the climate's better in April and May than it is in February.
I'm glad this is happening. It's going to be great to have all these people visiting and seeing how amazing our city is. That's the cool part. It's just the draft itself, to me, is a boring event other than the first, you know, maybe the first round.
It loses its luster.
One of those things that loses its luster when it begins, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like, the party is going to be incredible.
The build up to the party is just awesome.
Yeah, we'll have a big party here. I like that. I do love that.
Oh, I will 1,000% be down there on Thursday night for the first round.
And I heard the PM guys yesterday, and they're right about this, even though Mulsey was probably wrong about the Aaron Rodgers announcement today, that this is going to become a landmark. This clock, this giant clock, will become the equivalent of, you know, Mount Washington or something like that, where people want to take photos there. It's going to be a spot. And I can picture limits. Like, if you go on a date at some point, that you're going to...
Just had to throw that little shot in there, because we don't discuss off air, even
just,
on air.
It just came to mind.
My life.
No, it just came
to mind. No self-restraint, right, Joe.
I just thought.
Come on, Joe.
If something important happens for you, I can picture you taking a photo at the clock.
Oh, I'll probably end up taking a photo at the clock this week at some point.
Just take a selfie, or
no? A couple of my buddies will. Just probably go down and take a picture at the clock. I don't know. Huge Steeler fans. A bunch of my buddies are season ticket holders.
What are you guys doing tonight? I don't know. Let's meet at the clock.
Yeah, let's go to the clock.
You know,
and then we'll walk the North Shore and we'll look at the point that isn't on this year and go from there.
I think it actually will be that kind of place. Let's meet at the clock.
Do you think Donnie and Sarah will get some pictures after their wedding at the clock?
Absolutely.
Probably. Yes.
Unquestionably, Donnie and Sarah will be at the clock. There's no doubt. They'll be on the clock, you might say.
When the clock strikes midnight.
Horse. So it is a big deal. I'm not saying that at all. It's I don't know. I'm not a big draft guy as far as the event and watching it. That's all. I just needed to say that, limits. Here's the story, though. and 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Is it? Are you hot? I'm really hot.
It's honestly not that hot in here. The air is on.
Is there something wrong with me? I'm in here sweating.
Well, it's a different furnace system in here than it is in there.
All right.
I'll try to fix it for you during the break.
No, I mean, I'm worried now that it's me, that there's something wrong with me. I'm sweating profusely. Like Wilt Chamberlain at the foul line right now.
Or Shaq.
I'm like Mike Tomlin at his morning news conference at the owners' meeting.
Sheesh.
Did you see how much he sweated that day?
Oh, my gosh. You looked like you just got out of the sauna.
Here's the story in regards to the draft. And I got asked about this in my intergalactically read mailbag.
From here to Uranus.
Yeah. Can Aaron Rodgers be trusted to tank enough? It seems the Steelers are trying to do two things at once. Tank for a QB in 26 and stay competitive, aiming for a playoff win. So what gives? Well, there are some things true and some things untrue here. I think what's true is that the Steelers are absolutely gearing up for this draft to make a play for their next franchise quarterback.
No doubt.
They have hoarded resources for this. It's in Pittsburgh. It's a big deal. I don't mean to be funny or cynical when I say it's going to be their biggest triumph in almost a decade is taking a quarterback at the draft in Pittsburgh, because they haven't won big games on the field. They haven't even been competitive in them. That's just a fact. So I think that I think between Ireland and having the draft here, these are now what pass for the biggest events for the Steelers. I can't help it. That's the thought that comes to mind. I think that's just true.
In the event that they do pick their franchise quarterback and he is somebody that works out, would it be the biggest event in the city during that time since, like, I don't know, playoff games against Jacksonville?
Like, yeah, at least or going playoff into games it? Against the Capitals for the Penguins. Yeah. Yes, probably.
Like 2018 playoffs against the Capitals. Yeah, that would be
other
the best
one. I mean, Skeens walking onto the field was big,
that's
but
true.
That got diluted soon enough because of everybody else around him.
The Skeens debut game was one of a kind.
And it happened again last night, I might add. But absolutely, the Steelers appear to be gearing up to make a whatever it takes play. I mean, I don't know if it'll be, Mike Ditka trading his entire team or his entire draft to get Ricky Williams, that type of thing. But it might not be far off. They are going to do whatever it takes to get a crack at a quarterback in the top 10 or top 5. Of course, they may earn it on their own, and that gets to the next part of the question. Is this guy saying, the Steelers are trying to do two things at once, tank for a QB and stay competitive. He seems to also be implying that trading Pickens was an indication that they're trying to tank, and I would say that's absolutely not the case. The Steelers are going to try to win again this year, probably knowing deep inside, at least from, the front office perspective, that it's not going to happen. Maybe a playoff game is their ceiling, but they're still going to try to win. They signed a receiver to a $150 million contract. Smart Money says they're going to sign TJ Watt to another big contract. They brought in other veterans. They're here to try to win, and trading George Pickens was actually, on the Steelers' part, in service of winning, not in service of tanking. I mean, every day now you read something else about Pickens and how people wanted him out of here. Like, I don't know where the majority of these stories were when he was still here, but they're certainly arriving now. And again, I think this was a classic case of addition by subtraction. And the Steelers, this was a move toward winning, not losing, trading George Pickens. Whether the Steelers are right or wrong about that, well, we'll see when the season arrives. But I don't believe for one second that was a tank move. Now, if they traded TJ and Minka, which I think they should, by the way, then we can have a different conversation. But I don't see the Pickens thing as in service of tanking. Do you?
No, I don't. I think it was just moving off of a player that they felt it was time with what was going on behind the scenes. And also, like, Pickens is a top five talent receiver in all of football. And he could have been a lot more productive on the field. Like, that Cincinnati game sticks with me. What do you have, three drop passes? open passes too from Russell Wilson, like very catchable balls. And it that's another thing that I'm sure really tailed off with them in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it all went into the same pot there with old George. And I saw where Jerry Dulac, I think this was on the flagship, said that it was so bad that they made the move right now and didn't even wait till later. The litany of violations were endless, Dulac said. I remember one of the players telling me last year during the season that people internally don't even realize half the violations he commits. And also, of course, we get the Mike Tomlin part of this, and I quote, Mike Tomlin makes all the roster decisions, and the only way he doesn't is if Art trumps him and says no, and that's not going to happen. But Mike Tomlin had enough. So we circle around to all of this again. Mike Tomlin had enough with Pickens. So once again, and this was, by the way, widely echoed throughout the league, or pre-echoed. It came first. And now we hear things like this. But everybody around the country, national media, man, when Mike Tomlin gets sick of you, that's it for you in Pittsburgh. He wants volunteers, not hostages. And it's one of the most amazing phenomenons. It truly is in all of sports. Because the part that gets ignored is how did this come to be in the first place? Like, you only get so much credit for cleaning up your own messes. And then we have to acknowledge how much damage the mess did. Did it help ruin a season to where you weren't even competitive in a playoff game again? George Pickens, yeah, list could go on there. Deontay Johnson, Kenny Pickett, whatever. Did it set your franchise back? The fact that you made the mess? Matt Canada, Kenny Pickett, etc. I mean, come on, people. How much credit do you give somebody for cleaning up his own mess that may have done irreparable damage? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what an example would be. Limits, you leave a candle burning, And the wax ruins the rug at home. But then you get rid of the candle. Well, great job, but what about the rug?
The rug is already damaged.
What about the rug?
The damage is already done.
So, yeah, man, he had enough of Pickens. He had enough of Deontay. Finally, they reached the last straw with Matt Canada and with Kenny Pickett and Antonio Brown. Well, how much damage was done by him creating the mess? Either by choosing these people in the first place, or choosing them and then enabling and emboldening them in the first place. George Pickens. I mean, come on. You only get so much credit for cleaning up your own mess, because those messes caused a lot of damage. But there is some to be had. You know, better to get rid of him now than wait for, you know, at least now maybe you can pour a little warm water and clean the wax off the carpet limits instead of getting a whole new carpet.
It's like when you get like spaghetti sauce on your white t-shirt.
Yes.
And you just try for a good 10 minutes to try to get it out.
I have an unbelievable knack for that. Like, I'll get something new from my wife and daughter at Christmas and immediately there's some chocolate or spaghetti stain on it. Like, it's like a magnet.
I had a chocolate cookie yesterday that got on my shirt.
And then what did you do? Give it to your mom?
No. I went into the kitchen.
What do you mean, no? You live at home. I'd give it to my mom if I lived at home.
I went into the kitchen like a responsible person and got a paper towel and started to clean it off.
With what? Club soda?
No, just lemon? Water. And it came right out.
No, wait. Okay.
Because it was like
Hold on. Hold on. Here we Let's go. Take a step back. This is an important moment.
He thinks I'm lying.
To bring this segment full circle and your battle with early onset Malzey disease.
Yes.
There's no way if you had chocolate on there, that simple water is going to remove that stain
right
away.
Well, one, it wasn't a lot of chocolate. And two, it had like just happened. So as soon as like the chocolate from the cookie like dropped onto my shirt, I immediately went into the kitchen and started to wipe it off because it was...
It came completely out?
Because it was a hot cookie.
Yeah.
So, like, the chocolate was still hot, so I was able to...
Came completely out?
Yes. On a hot paper towel.
Hmm. All right.
Not messing with you.
All right. I guess I believe you.
My sister would be my witness.
All right.
She was also there.
Okay. All right. I believe you. But you get the point with Tomlin, yes?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Like,
it's so, it's truly amazing to watch a situation where a team, and it could be any NFL team, hasn't come anywhere close to winning a playoff game in 8 years. And like the delusion that is attached, it's like Steeler derangement syndrome. And it's more outside of Pittsburgh than here. And wow, man, Tomlin really runs a tight ship. And look at the Steelers drafting physicality again. That is just Steeler DNA. They do what they do. I don't know. I watched last year and they got the ball shoved down their throat for 10 and a half minutes by the Eagles. And then the Ravens ran for 300 yards in a playoff game. And they've been talking about physicality around here for like the last 7 years and rebuilding it. Adrian Clem was talking about, you know, rejoining or recapturing, reigniting the meanness, the nastiness of those old time Steelers. It hasn't happened. Can somebody please acknowledge that not only hasn't it happened, but the opposite has happened? In the biggest games, they get absolutely bullied and pummeled and shoved around, and nobody seems to acknowledge that.
Well, confidence is obviously key for Tomlin. I feel like there's some overconfidence that he has with all of this, that he's going to immediately be able to fix it, that the wide receivers that he drafts are not a problem, and that he'll be able to figure out the character concerns.
Right.
And that all lumps into this issue, this problem, because
it all lumps into things are going pretty well in Pittsburgh, and a lot of teams would love to be the Steelers. That's the other thing I hear in some of these radio interviews I hear, is how much of a problem it is if you're making the playoffs most of the time. And I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. You could go up to the biggest idiot in the league, like, oh, Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets. And you could say to Woody, sign in blood here. Your team will not come close to winning a playoff game in the next 8 years. You're going to miss the playoffs, 3 of those 8. So you'll make it 5 of the 8. And every single time, you'll get blown out. You will not come close to winning a playoff game for
the
next 8 years.
Outscored 73-0 in the first quarter of those games.
Do you think Woody Johnson signs in blood, or the owner of the Cardinals, or the owner of, you know, pick a team?
Jacksonville, Carolina? Does Tepper sign for that?
Hell no. Please wake up, national media. Nobody signs on for that.
Well, and the other thing about Tomlin, too, that I know we've beat the drum on a little bit, is the last 4 years, they've been number one in defensive spending. Tomlin just immediately thinking that his 300-yard rushing defense that got ran on by Baltimore is just going to immediately figure it out with just Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black, I guess?
I mean, I don't blame them for drafting the guys they did.
No, I don't either.
Everybody might want to put a little the kibosh here on the physicality talk and Steeler DNA. We'll know it when we see it again. Haven't seen it in a long, long time. Spurts of it, yes. They've walked into Cincinnati and Buffalo and places like that and pummeled Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, but those are at the beginnings of seasons. By the end, especially if they make the playoffs, they're getting their faces punched in every single year. That's just a fact. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show, Limits. We have the great Brian Batko.
We do.
If only I knew what time.
At noon.
Brian Batko, Tuesdays with Batko, Michael McHenry, and Limits apparently is efforting, what is that thing called? Bully ball?
Brainy ballers. You don't even know their name.
Brainy ballers.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Apparently, I forgot about Jerry DePaula's retirement party. This has cast a pall over the show now.
But did you know about it?
I thought I didn't, but then I texted Jerry and said, what happened? And he relayed to me a text exchange we had, so I did know about it, but I forgot.
You should make it up to Jerry and go to dinner with him one day.
Yeah, we can do that. We also had a very nice time on the radio commemorating Jerry's retirement.
We did. He was able to make it before more retirement.
Don't you hate when stuff like that happens? I forgot. I don't know what else to say. I forgot.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like forgetting things because then you feel bad and you feel guilty and you feel upset about it.
Yeah. And thanks to Joe Rutter of the Trib for reminding me. No,
I'm
actually,
sure.
He just asked where, you know, he made it a point to put it out on social media. Where were you for Jerry's retirement party, which I certainly appreciate.
I'm sure Jerry understands.
He did. I just had a text exchange with Jerry.
He's the nicest man alive.
Second nicest to Marc-Andre Fleury and Jeff Hathorn.
So he would be the third.
Then Ray Fittipaldo's fourth.
Who's fifth?
You're starting to get their limits.
Even after my supposed feud with Bob?
Don't try to downplay that. Where were we? Were we on pirate stuff or Steelers stuff? I think Steelers. And the whole George Pickens thing, I don't think that that was an indication of tanking. I think it was the opposite. They think it's addition by subtraction. And we're going to find out, aren't we? We'll see if George shows up on time for things in Dallas. I think it may start well. Who do you think has more catches this year, Pickens or DK Metcalf? A better year. Catches, touchdowns, whatever.
DK Metcalf. He's also the number one target in CeeDee Lamb's in Dallas with Pickens. And Lamb's going to have over 100 catches, probably 110. Pickens is going to have some opportunities because Lamb's going to be double teamed a lot and Dallas throws the ball like it's nobody else's business. We'll see if they, with a new head coach, try to run the ball more, but I still think it's going to be Metcalf.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that by midway through the season, George might not be so happy with targets and things of that nature. But we'll see, man. Nobody ever denies his talent. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Pirates setting a record. And Don Kelly is going to see, unfortunately, firsthand what he's dealing with here with this lineup. And will anything be done to fix this lineup? Huh? Will anything be done to fix the lineup? Are we just going to trot the same guys out here all the time? Like he's going to discover real fast that rearranging the deck chairs is not going to work with this lineup.
But you know what the real problem is? Who are the solutions? What are the solutions?
They're probably not here.
Like Gorski, I want to give him an extended look just to see. He's not played well as of late. He just, since he's come up, he's, other than his first swing, he has not played very well. They sent Lyover Peguero back down because IKF's back. There's no big hitters in AAA. Tamar Johnson's in AA. You're not going to call him up from AA. Your organization is, the cupboard is bare. You don't have hitters in the minor leagues that you're able to call up to be the answers. And that's a lot on the GM for not being able to find them or develop them.
Well, let's get into that. And let's get into the record they set and where they go from here. It's another Paul Skeen start down the toilet. You know, I mean, he wasn't dominant, but he was pretty darn good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, he's not been the most dominant pitcher in baseball like I think we all expected him to be. I don't think that means that expectations were too high, but he still has been pitching well.
No, I still think he will be that.
Yeah.
But my God, he has a 2.63 ERA. I mean, he's been really, really good. If we weren't measuring it against what he did last year, and yes, you're right, expectations, we'd all be thrilled with that. I bet you he's the first one who's not thrilled with that. But if his whole year was a 2.63 ERA and, you know, top 15 in strikeouts, that would be pretty darn good for a Pirate pitcher. I think he's going to get a lot better.
He's 17th in ERA.
Yeah.
Right now in all of baseball.
Yeah. So they need to find a way to win when he starts.
Seventh in the NL,
right.
Still pitching well.
He's like two great starts away from being, you know, top three probably in the NL. I mean, you deliver for your team six innings and one earned run. Whatever the circumstances are, they need to win that game.
You know who's ninth in the NL in ERA?
Who?
Wrong. Clay Holmes.
Clay Holmes.
Who starts for the Mets today.
With a new pitch. What a wonderful man he is. A previous game for Skeens, six innings, three hits, two earned runs. He takes a loss in that one. The previous game wasn't great, but five innings, three earned runs. Your teammates could pick you up in that one. He takes a loss there. He had a loss against Cleveland earlier this year. Seven innings, six hits, two earned runs. He takes the loss. Come on, Limits.
It's awful. And Holmes is starting tomorrow, by the way, just a correction. It's awful. Like, he's gotten so unlucky with starts with run support. Like, I remember last year, his first couple of starts, they were getting like a tremendous amount of run support for him, and no one else was able to get any. Like, Mitch Keller, no run support. Jared Jones, no run support. It was Skeens for a couple of starts that did well with it. Ever since August, they have not been able to support him at all. Or even a two-run outing from Paul Skeens sometimes is not good enough. Not good enough to be able to grab a victory. You allow two runs in a start over six innings, maybe seven, or at least pitch into the seventh. There's no excuse why you shouldn't win that game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.